fencing, maybe, I don't know if that's the difference or not. Just want to make sure everyone can hear. Yeah, interesting question. So one thing, the interesting thing about apostles that's important to recognize is that when we say they speak for Christ and speak under the inspiration of the Spirit, we don't mean in the totality of their life, right? It's not like, you know, when I make my grocery list, it's infallible or something like this if I'm an apostle. I mean, you can make mistakes in all kinds of ways. And you can make theological mistakes. You can sin as an apostle. You can be a coward as an apostle. You can do all kinds of things. The question, though, is that when they're actually functioning as an apostle and speaking in their apostolic role, when they do that, which is clearly what their letters were designed to do, would we regard those as fallible or having mistakes in them? And, of course, we would argue no. And, of course, this is one of the basis of our whole view of inspiration, is we believe that when the apostles wrote as apostles in their function of Christ, we believe in something called divine inspiration, which means that God prevented them from making error. That doesn't mean that at any other point Peter or Paul couldn't have done so. So clearly in the Galatians 2 instance, which you're referring to, Peter, no doubt, at some point was pressured by the Jews around him and wouldn't eat with the Gentiles. Wrong thing to do. Paul confronts him on it. But I don't think that affects the necessary way we take letters and whether they're true or inspired. Yep, question here.
You said the Old Testament indicates new word of revelation coming after redemption.
Yes.
Can you give another example? Because you say there's a pattern. I don't think you simply mean there's some kind of divine rescue and then it's an explanation. You're talking about new revelation besides the Exodus followed by the law of Moses.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could look at the exilic situation as an example of the same thing. The books centered around the exile and God's redemption of Israel out of exile will be another installment. What's interesting is that when God gives revelation in the Old Testament, he doesn't just spread it out naturally over time. You know, like, yeah, I think I'll just do every 2 years, I'll give you something new. What he tends to do is, I think, link them with key redemptive events. I'd direct you to Gaffin's work on this. He's done a fairly good job of extrapolating that out. How many more?
One more.
In the back. Yeah, that's exactly right. So any author who's writing under the inspiration of the Spirit as they write, we would certainly never say that at any other point they couldn't make mistakes, at any other point they couldn't have done things they shouldn't have done, and we know Moses and David are key examples of that. Great, so what's the break situation now?
Well, actually, we don't have a break now.
Oh, okay. You wanna go right into lecture two?
Okay. And then you get a little short. And then we'll go at it again.